AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President-elect Donald Trump talked about his choice for Secretary of State tonight at a thank you rally in West Allis, Wisconsin.
Today I announced my plans to nominate Rex Tillerson, right? The chief executive officer and chairman of ExxonMobil, to be the next Secretary of State.
Trump's choice of Tillerson is raising some concerns due to Tillerson's business ties to Russia.
Political scientist Alan Abramowitz says Trump does want to reset ties with Moscow.
Trump may see him as someone who can advance that part of his agenda.
And while Russian officials are praising Tillerson's nomination, lawmakers from both sides at home say they're concerned. Political analyst David Anderson says it could become a tough confirmation fight, with intelligence assessments saying Moscow interfered in the presidential election to help Trump.
Being able to key in on a Secretary of State appointment who has close ties to Russia is just red meat.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ohio's governor, who ran against Trump for the GOP presidential nomination, has signed a bill imposing a 20-week abortion ban while vetoing stricter provisions in a separate measure that would have barred the procedure at the first detectable fetal heartbeat.
The so-called heartbeat bill would have prohibited most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Governor John Kasich says the 20-week ban is the best, most legally sound and sustainable approach to protecting the sanctity of human life. Similar measures to the heartbeat bill elsewhere have faced legal challenges, and detractors in Ohio feared such legislation would lead to a costly court fight. Opponents predicted it would be found unconstitutional, a concern Kasich shared. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
This is AP Radio News. A woman who traveled from Indiana with her sister to testify that their mother died in February 2007 after eating salmonella-tainted Peter Pan peanut butter tells WALB in Albany, Georgia, that the $11.2 million ConAgra has agreed to pay to settle the case doesn't in any way compensate the people who were harmed.
The government's getting it all, none for the victims.
Another daughter says her mother paid a huge price for eating that Peter Pan peanut butter.
ConAgra is giving the government $11 million, and my life was destroyed. My mother is dead. I lost my business, almost lost my home, and had six doctors.
150 people sought financial restitution. But a judge said today, none can prove that they were sickened by eating salmonella-tainted Peter Pan peanut butter. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.